February 2021 is celebrating LGBT plus history, and there's all sorts of events taking place, and there's an invite to you to get involved as well. Now, to tell us more, we have with us from RNIB, Mike Holroyd.
Hi, Alan.
So this is quite an important month, probably gathering momentum as the years go on as well.
Yes, I think LGBT History Plus Month, which is always the month of February, it's one time in the calendar just where we can really celebrate the stories of people who perhaps in the past may not have been celebrated simply because of their gender identity or their sexual orientation. So it's really an opportunity to share stories, to tell stories, to hear stories. And it's just a great way of delving into the lives of basically ordinary people.
Does it look a lot at the kind of changes in attitudes and civil rights as well?
To some extent, I think there's a celebration there to be had for all the differences that have happened over the years. But I think as much as being about that side of things, it's about listening to people's stories as well. And let's not pretend that everything is fine for everybody now who's LGBT plus, because some people still do experience discrimination, or some people find it difficult to find a safe place to tell their story.
So RNIB is hosting an event for people to get involved in across the UK as well. And of course, like many things at the moment, it's going to be virtual and online. So what kind of things will be chatting about there?
Yeah, sure. So before actually LGBT History Month came along, for this year anyway, we had already started talking with different colleagues in different parts of the country. I happen to be in Scotland, but have colleagues in Wales and Northern Ireland and all the English regions as well, who have had people contact us from time to time, say, hey, do you do anything specific to LGBTQ plus people who are blind or partially sighted? And it's something we've done sort of before lockdown in Scotland and has happened elsewhere as well. So we thought, why don't we get all our ideas together, the ideas of the blind and partially sighted community, and talk about, yes, a little bit of celebration of LGBT plus history. So there'll be an opportunity for people to share their stories and experiences. But also the other important feature of the event, I should say, is to give people an opportunity to say, how do we move forward from here? How would we like to set up groups to support LGBT people as we move forward, and not just LGBT people, which is why there was a pause there, because I was thinking actually it's about allies and friends as well. A time of sharing, but also hopefully a time of planning the future and just seeing what people would like. I mean, a few staff members from RNIB have set this event up. We started off thinking, oh, it might be nice to have a few speakers, people talking, that sort of thing. And then we actually quickly thought, no, actually the most important thing is to hear from people about experiences and desires for the future.
The all important part then, Mike, is the details. So when does this take place and how do people register their interest?
Sure. Okay. So it's Wednesday, the 17th of February, between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. So hopefully we'll get to most people there, even if they're working. It'll be on Teams, which is an online platform, but you don't have to have a computer to join Teams. You can dial in a number, which we'll give you on the day. And if you're finding that idea a little bit difficult, we can even dial out to people as well. So there's no reason why anybody should feel excluded from that event. If you'd like more information, we've got people across the UK who are sort of coordinating people from their areas. But I think probably easiest for now is if I just give my email and phone number, and you're welcome to contact me if you want more information or you want to join in. So I'm Mike Holroyd. It's Mike, Mike.Holroyd, H-O-L-R-O-Y-D, at rnib.org.uk. And the phone number is 077-12-539-409. That's 077-12-539-409.
Mike, best of luck with the event, and thanks for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.